WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It is 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M has canceled a white nationalist rally scheduled for September 11th. This comes after state lawmakers stood united against the rally.
It was State Representative John Rainey who broke the news on the State House floor after receiving a message from A&M Chancellor John Sharp.
The university has canceled it because of concerns with hate messages that have been on Facebook and people who have said that they were coming and they were bringing their weapons. The police department there said we can't handle that.
State Representative Helen Giddings was the first to call for the university to cancel the event, saying Texas will not stand for hate.
Racism is our country's original sin. Let us confront the causes of this hatred and extinguish it.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Preston Wigington, the organizer of the event, plans to take legal action.
We don't feel defeated. We feel as though we have legal recourse and we plan to move forward. Obviously, the alt-right had legal recourse in Charlottesville where a federal judge stepped in and reinstated their permit to speak. We expect the same to happen here.
Wigington briefly attended Texas A&M. Highway 21 just outside of Bryan was shut down for more than 2 hours yesterday morning for a one-vehicle crash that left the passenger dead. According to the DPS report, a pickup was traveling east on 21 around 10:30 a.m. when it went off the right side of the roadway and the driver overcorrected, causing the vehicle to roll over several times. A passenger who was not wearing a seatbelt was ejected from the truck. He was identified as 30-year-old Jonathan Escobar of Houston. The driver, 24-year-old Eddie Perez of Houston, was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is still under investigation. A Navasota man is going back to prison after pleading guilty to felony DWI with a prior conviction. 55-year-old Ruben Maldonado had 3 prior convictions for DWI, including one in 2000, which resulted in him being sentenced to prison. In October of 2014, Maldonado caused a crash with another vehicle, then fled the scene at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. The victim followed him and relayed his location to law enforcement, who eventually caught up with him on Highway 6 in South College Station. Maldonado had a blood alcohol level over twice the legal limit at 0.205. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison. The College Station City Council got their first look at the 2018 budget last week, which proposes a 2.5-cent tax rate increase. Yesterday, the council met for 5.5 hours to discuss the budget in detail. This first workshop covered the city's general fund, capital projects, and the hotel tax fund. The council meets again today, and a third workshop is scheduled for tomorrow if more time is needed. Today's workshop will focus on outside agency funding and special revenue funds, among other things. And there will be at least one contested race for College Station City Council in this year's election. Eleonora Zarek-Vasali filed for the Place 1 seat currently held by Blanche Brick, who is completing her final term. Also running for that position is Blanche's husband, Bob Brick. Texas lawmakers worked throughout the weekend as they try to avoid having a second special session. State Representative Kyle Cassell on our show was asked if they were going to get it done.
Last night at 7:55, I would have said, yes, we're having a second special after negotiations and standing at ease, or gaveling out till 1 o'clock this morning with the deals that were made. When I left my office, I popped in to Representative Huberty's office, and the good news, our Senator Charles Schwartner was sitting there with him.
Cassell says after speaking with Dan Huberty and Charles Schwartner about both sides of Senate finance and public education, they're moving in the right direction, and he's hopeful things will wrap up in time. The Bryan Police Department is currently hiring crossing guards for the upcoming school year. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the schedule is Monday through Friday, 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon.
It's a great job for retired individuals or stay-at-home parents. Anyone who wants to earn a little bit of extra money, we pay $10 an hour, and it's, again, 2 hours a day.
Go to bryantx.gov and click on the job opportunities link to apply. As summer comes to an end, things are wrapping up at United Way of the Brazos Valley.
Coming back for a second year, we are really excited about Over the Edge Brazos Valley 2017 coming up September 7th. We are just under a month away from that, so people might be thinking, oh, then there's not enough time for me to sign up and raise my money to rappel off the Hilton, all 110 feet, all benefiting United Way. But that is not true. There is still absolutely time.
President Allison Prince says the Hilton provides the perfect bird's eye view of the community.
I think it's a wonderful place to kind of bring it all together, that when you're raising money for United Way and you're hearing, oh, it's going to impact the community, you get to stand on a rooftop and actually look at the community that it's impacting.
Sponsorship opportunities are also still available for the event. Go online to overtheedgebrazosvalley.org. The group behind a planned high-speed rail project in Texas announces deals with two companies to design and build the rail line. Texas Central will work with Fleur Enterprises and the Lane Construction Corporation to build the North Texas to Houston rail line. Texas Central CEO Carlos Aguilar says they could start construction next year.
First, we have the permitting process that's proceeding. The timeline for that should yield a record of decision in the third quarter or so, 2018. Depending on that, we'll be able to start construction end of 2018, early 2019.
The rail line could be open for business 4 years after that. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news around 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel. Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader, and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Hey, let's do some weather, shall we? It's 8:11. Weather's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, it'll be developing across the area for today. Temperatures, they'll be up to about 95 to 100 this afternoon. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy and remaining warm. Nighttime lows, 75 to 80. Sunshine's back during the day tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm late. Highs will be 95 to 100. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Then mostly sunny and hot for Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Just want to get this in your head this morning. You know.
Thanks.
Haven't heard it in a while, I know. Going to make you feel old in a minute. Just letting you know.
Here we go.
Yeah. Now, there's a dance that actually goes, it's kind of like the Cotton Eye Joe, but it's, well, it's not either. I mean, but it's a, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Macarena.
22 years ago.
Don't you dare say that.
22 years ago. If you go up on YouTube today and you run this audio, you will be, well, 8.5 million people have looked at this. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like this was one of the, well, at least for me, one of the first, like, line dances,
right,
if you say.
Exactly.
I remember middle school dances having to do this.
Oh, when, yeah.
But, you know, that brings up a whole.
Shake those hips, Brad.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so now.
I had it down.
All right, so now, guys, how did you learn how to dance? Did you take?
I'm just a natural.
Okay,
so.
I'll be glad to tell you my story. And
okay, I'll tell you mine.
Okay, so now there was a guy named. Now look, the towns were, when I'm growing up, the towns actually were geographically separated. They didn't butt right up next to one another at Rosemary on Texas like they do now. Okay, there was space. Okay, open space. So you actually would drive from College Station to Bryan. Bryan was the big city We're A&M Consolidated. We're College Station. We're the little people. And unless you go to church with these kids from Bryan, you basically grew up next to them, but you didn't know them.
Right.
Till it came to dancing.
Ooh.
Because there was only one place, really one place, for you to learn how to dance in Bryan College Station. And there was a guy named Manning Smith who lived in College Station, but he taught dancing.
Okay.
And it was at the old KC Hall, and this was the old KC Hall. I think you remember the one that burned down, but I think it was one that was before that, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it was an old place, just big. And what would happen is parents would drive their kids there and drop them off, and that's where we learned how to basically dance. I mean, yeah, your parents kind of showed you, but you took Manning Smith School, and then there was a party, you know, at the end and all that kind of stuff. So that's that's how we learned how to dance.
It's a very quaint story, Scott.
Yeah, I know, exactly, quaint. I know, yeah, it's all about quaint.
I took 1 year of dance, like ballet and tap, and, I mean, they probably taught us a little bit of everything, and it really wasn't for me.
Right.
So the rest of my dance skills came from Britney Spears music videos.
Okay.
I just sit in my room and practice in front of the mirror.
Now, today, and I don't know if she still does it, a lady named Susan Queering does ballroom dancing.
Okay.
She teaches that.
Yeah, Mom threatened me with cotillion 1 year.
Okay, see.
And yep. I said no.
And so we we did something. Oh, that's another story. So we were. Oh, it was when they first did a fundraiser for dancing. They did like a Dancing with the Stars thing here.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I don't remember what the organization was that it was. It was a nonprofit. And so they formed this. And so they asked my wife and I to be one of the couples.
Oh, all right.
And I actually ended up having an accident and cracking a couple of ribs, and I couldn't do it. Okay. I know. They said,
you'll do anything to get out of that.
Right, yeah. But what Susan did is she had us all come in so that we didn't look like complete idiots.
Right.
To learn how to dance. But I think she has an ongoing thing in cotillion. So there is, it's still out there and available, but I don't know that it's just not a lost deal now.
Yeah.
It's actually, you learn how to dance. And like you say, because you've got the videos, you can do that in the privacy of your room.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, go ahead and be stupid and look goofy before you go
when
out.
When it came
dances.
To two-stepping, I probably just learned in college at some point.
Right.
And, you know, went out to like Harry's or something one night and just made one of my friends teach me.
Right.
Luckily, that's not too difficult. But
well, and that's the, that was the deal. For when it came to country dancing, yeah, I learned that at Lakeview Club. I mean, because you'd watch it, all you do is keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
You know? And you got to wear, you can't wear tennis shoes and do country dancing. That doesn't work. You know, you got to take your shoes off if you do that. But anyhow.
See, I never really got any sort of like education in dancing or anything. I mean, you know, as a musician, I do naturally have rhythm. And so I can generally pick it up. My biggest issue is controlling this landmass I call a body for an extended period of time.
That's it.
Without sweating and dying.
Yeah, well, that's, and again, I don't know how much of that necessarily goes on anymore. But, you know, when you get into college, yes, but where are your opportunities prior to college to dance?
Yeah, we had middle school dances, and then obviously you have your high school dances like homecoming or prom.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's not like a weekly or even a monthly thing. I mean, more middle school dances, I guess, were a little bit more often.
Sure.
But that's just really awkward.
But see, and again, and I don't know that that's is
and I don't
that
even know if they have those
now.
Anymore.
Right, that's what I mean.
Because we had them at, you know, what was Briarcrest Country Club.
Yeah.
And again, that was kind of the one you mentioned coming together with Bryan kids. Well, that was even our chance just to come together with the other middle schools.
Sure.
Because we didn't know, you know, I went to SFA. We didn't necessarily know people at Sam Rayburn or at Jane Long at the time.
Yep.
So
again, part of the socialization, but see, then that's eye to eye. That's face to face. That's actual bodily contact.
Right.
See, there.
Leave room for Jesus.
Oh, I've never heard that.
You never heard that one? Oh, yeah.
Never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Leave room for Jesus.
Okay.
Keep your hands above the waist.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Trendy moms today want their kids to not call them mom, but call them by their name.
Okay. I have such a funny story about this.
Okay.
Because I will refer to my grandmother as Cheryl, but when I see her, I usually call her grandma.
Okay.
And it's just kind of something that I've grown into as I got older. But apparently, all three of her boys called her Cheryl growing up.
Okay, now see, and that's now getting older is one thing, but I mean, this is what we're talking about, is we're talking about moms of little kids.
Right, yeah, so when I went to Chicago, I visited one of my uncles, my dad's brother, and, you know, we were talking about my grandparents, and he said, oh yeah, we used to call her Cheryl all the time, like in their childhood, and I thought that was so strange.
Well, that's because Now, the idea, I guess, is that you want to be a friend to your kid.
Yeah.
But by the same token, at some point,
and
you
I don't
do
think
have
she necessarily requested it.
Right.
I think it was just something they did.
Okay.
But I see what you're getting at now. Now it's like, I want to be the cool mom.
Right.
Don't call me mom.
Yeah. And you want to talk about causing a problem. Let's say that your Snowflake, who gets mm-hmm. to call you by your first name, wants to have Snowflake 2 come home with them, you know, after school or spend the night or whatever, and they hear you refer to the mom
right.
by the first name. Well, Snowflake number 2 is going to go, well, wait a minute. Well, if Snowflake number 1 gets to do that, well, why can't I?
Yeah. First name.
I didn't even call my friend's parents by their first name. You know, it was always Mr. and Mrs. Smith
or Mr.
and Mrs. Johnson.
Still have a problem with that.
Sometimes it's still awkward.
Yeah, when I meet my friend's parents or anything like that, you know, it's like I generally refrain from just referring to them by a name of any sort.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Mr. or Mrs. whatever is okay or their first name or it feels weird.
If we're talking like a 7-year-old, or an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old, this is happening.
Hey, Sandy. Sandy, I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I mean, that's not okay.
I'm parent number 2. Your kid comes home and says that. I'm going to go, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that now.
Yeah, that's strange. I kind of understood. Not really understood. I mean, I get it when grandmothers don't want to be called grandma,
sure.
So they give them like a cute like nickname
right,
or something.
Right.
But yeah, mom. Dad, like, come on.
And it's weird that some parents are like cool with this and promoting this. It used to be that kids would do that kind of as a test of the boundaries.
Oh,
you know what
sure.
I mean? I know. I remember one time I called my dad Frank.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. When I was like 8 years old or whatever, he said, don't call me that.
Didn't go over well, did it?
Yeah,
no.
Not happy with that.
I never thought that boundary was there. Yeah. I didn't even go for that boundary.
Okay, Tom.
Okay. Yeah. See how that worked. All right.
So, I'm dad to you.
All right. So here's the story that I didn't have because we want to have an eclipse story every hour if we possibly can. When the sun dims on Monday during the big eclipse across America, expect solar energy sources to be affected.
Ooh.
Ooh. Look, more than 100 million solar panels expected to be affected, which would drop the output by 20%.
No!
That is the equivalent of all the energy used in San Francisco in a week.
What?
Oh, my God.
But we're talking globally, right? Or
yeah.
But
in the path of totality, yeah. Of course. Back in 2015, when a solar eclipse blotted out the sun in Europe, Germany's solar energy output dropped 14 gigawatts.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Good thing it wasn't 1.21 gigawatts.
Oh, I know. In U.S. America, utility-scale solar production is about 21.25 gigawatts. The 2021st eclipse, North Carolina and California will be the most impacted. Oh, no. Do you mean Californians might turn off their lights ahead of time just to save the grid?
What?
Oh, I would hope they do that. If they're responsible. If they're responsible Californians.
Right.
And
then they'll do
that. We know there's so many of those. Okay, got that. All right, 822, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, guys want to smell good for girls, okay?
Of course.
All right.
Right.
Got the natural, simple answer for you. A new study out of Australia has found that men who eat fruits and vegetables smell better to women than men who eat a lot of processed or refined carbs.
Oh.
So not only does it make you fat, it makes you smell bad.
That's interesting.
Anything to get us to stop eating those carbs,
see,
right?
And I don't know if it's true, but whatever. Since a smell is a huge part of attraction, clearly it is pretty good idea for you to keep your body under odor under control, guys. So just eat fruits and vegetables.
I don't know if fruits. I mean, I've eaten a lot of fruits and vegetables and stuff. And, you know, if I go do yard work or something, I don't smell like a grape, you know.
Well, again, and I suppose that if you wanted to be subtle, ladies, you want to be subtle with a guy, you could just go, do you eat a lot of processed carbs? Anyway.
I'm so embarrassed.
I know. It's just one more thing science is doing to make us losers.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So-called smart underpants might one day be the answer to low back pain. Vanderbilt.
SEC. SEC.
Yeah, Vanderbilt University engineers have created an undergarment that eases stress on the low back and activates only when the wearer needs it. WebMD says that the underpant is made of nylon canvas, lycra, polyester, and other materials, and it feels and behaves like regular clothes. It has one section for the chest and another for the legs. Wow, this is like full body then stuff, yeah. I guess. The sections are connected by straps across the middle back with natural rubber pieces at the lower back and the glutes. A double tap that engages the straps activates the device. What, do you hit it twice and that's it? It starts doing its job?
That's
can
strange.
Also be controlled wirelessly using an app.
Oh, of course.
If you're going to wear full body mechanical undies, you might as well go ahead and eat those processed carbs because you're not meeting any ladies anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, really. The new device recently
unveiled. If you do, unveiled. You've got an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. It may be for people with really serious type situations. I don't know. It's the American Society of Biometrics meeting in Boulder, Colorado. You know, you're right. You think about that is, ladies, you see some guy in a bar and he looks really good, and then after he takes off his biometric undergarments, there you are with a tub of goo.
You know, unless she's got a thing for Iron Man, then maybe you're really cool.
Well, that, good point.
That could be it. Okay, double
Transformers.
Yeah, we're there.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
History. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Common wisdom holds that painful osteoarthritis of the knee is a growing problem because people today live longer, weigh more, and wear their knees out. Harvard paleoanthropologist Ian Wallace examines skeletons ranging in age from 6,000 years old to modern times and reports in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that even after accounting for age and body mass index, the condition doubled in prevalence starting in the 1950s.
We can ask ourselves, well, what's changed in the 1950s that might be important here? And the two most conspicuous candidates are physical inactivity and pro-inflammatory foods in our diet, like sugars and things like that.
If he's right, it means the painful disorder doesn't naturally arise from the wear and tear of living, and making lifestyle changes could reduce its prevalence. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Costco says it will appeal a ruling that it had marketed diamond rings that infringed upon Tiffany & Company's trademark. Costco says the ruling is a product of multiple errors in pretrial, trial, and post-trial rulings. Yesterday, a federal judge ruled that Tiffany could recover at least $19.4 million in damages from Costco. China's criticizing President Trump's order for a possible U.S. trade investigation of Beijing's technology policies as a violation of global rules. Trump told trade officials to look into whether to launch a formal investigation into whether Beijing improperly requires foreign companies to hand over technology in exchange for market access.
We will protect forgotten Americans who have been left behind by a global trade system that has failed to look, and I mean look, out for their interests. They have not been looking out at all.
China says Beijing will take all appropriate measures if Chinese companies are hurt, but gave no details. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Come on down here.
Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
With the best total solar eclipse in a lifetime, now just under a week away, here are three great apps to make this incredible event even better. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. If you can't be in the 70-mile-wide path of totality next Monday, and most Americans won't, you can still experience it with the free Total Solar Eclipse app from San Francisco's Exploratorium. There are five simultaneous video feeds, one from NASA, telescope views from Oregon and Wyoming, coverage in Spanish, and a channel synchronizing music with the eclipse. Meanwhile, Smithsonian's Eclipse app features a countdown timer for your specific location. And the makers of the excellent astronomy program, Sky Safari, have developed Eclipse Safari, a fantastic app to use before and during the eclipse. It features a shadow tracker with a view from space, where you'll see the moon's shadow track across the Earth. We'll have more eclipse tips coming this week, and all the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Police use dash cameras to retain evidence and protect themselves against wrongful prosecution. Now you can too. It's your proof of your innocence in an accident or a traffic stop, always acting as your in-car security system. Driving can be dangerous, but the Commando dash cam with its wide lens captures the entire road and makes a record of every drive. The built-in GPS pinpoints exactly where and when events occur, and the Commando dash cam records in HD, daylight, and low-light conditions.
The Commando dash cam recorded an accident that was not my fault.
There's parking assist, lane departure, and collision warning systems built in, too.
The Commando dash cam proved my innocence.
There's no better technology at any price. Find the Commando dash cam at shop.commando.com. shop.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M has canceled a white nationalist rally scheduled for September 11th. State Representative John Rainey broke the news on the State House floor after receiving a message from A&M Chancellor John Sharp.
The university has canceled it because of concerns with hate messages that have been on Facebook and people who have said that they were coming and they were bringing their weapons, and the police department there said we can't handle that.
The news comes shortly after the State House stood united in telling the university to cancel the event. The rally was being organized by white nationalist Preston Wigington, who plans to file a lawsuit against the university.
We don't feel defeated. We feel as though we have legal recourse and we plan to move forward. Obviously, the alt-right had legal recourse in Charlottesville, where a federal judge stepped in and reinstated their permit to speak. We expect the same to happen here.
Wigington, who briefly attended A&M, organized the self-proclaimed white supremacist Richard Spencer speaking on campus last December. One person is dead after a one-vehicle crash on State Highway 21 yesterday morning. According to DPS, a pickup was traveling east on 21 and went off the right side of the road. The driver, 24-year-old Eddie Perez of Houston, overcorrected, causing the truck to roll over several times. A passenger, 30-year-old Jonathan Escobar of Houston, was ejected from the pickup and died. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Perez was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash shut down Highway 21 for a little more than 2 hours. A Navasota man is sentenced to 35 years in prison after pleading guilty to his fourth DWI nearly 3 years ago. 55-year-old Ruben Maldonado caused a crash with another vehicle, then fled the scene at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. After a DPS trooper caught up with Maldonado, the investigation revealed he was driving while intoxicated with a blood alcohol level of 0.205, over twice the legal limit. The College Station City Council had its first workshop about the proposed city budget yesterday. The 5.5-hour session primarily covered the city's general fund, capital projects, and the hotel tax fund. Today, the council will focus on special revenue, enterprise, internal service, hotel tax, and outside agency funding. A third workshop is scheduled for tomorrow if necessary. As the special session of the Texas legislature wraps up this week, the question of whether or not there will be a second special session is still up in the air. State Representative Kyle Cassell on our show says a conversation Sunday night has him feeling positive.
Had time to visit with Charles and Dan and talking from the both sides of Senate Finance and Public Education. We're moving in the right direction, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Referring to Dan Huberty, Chairman of House Committee on Public Education, and Charles Schwartner, Chairman of the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, Cassell says with 2 days left to figure things out, education is a priority. There is still time to register for Over the Edge Brazos Valley, your chance to rappel 110 feet off the Hilton, benefiting United Way.
This is about the perfect amount of time. So if you registered today and there are still spots available, you have just about 3.5-4 weeks to raise $1,000 and then rappel on September 7th.
President Allison Prince says in addition to open rappel spots, there are also sponsorship opportunities still available. Find more information online at overtheedgebrazosvalley.org. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 79 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Any cloudy, this will give way to sunshine today. It'll be hot. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 95 to near 100 this afternoon. We'll turn partly cloudy overnight, lows 75 to 80. Partial sun for tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day. Highs 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Then mostly sunny and hot for Thursday with a high of 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:37. Let's turn our attention to head over to Austin, and State Representative John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I guess I'm all right. We're going to see what all goes on today.
That's true. Well, we played your audio this morning from the floor of the House yesterday, where you had announced after having a conversation with the chancellor that the visit by Wigginton has been canceled by the university, and that after some pretty troubling stuff out on social media.
That's correct, and it. I think the university has done the proper thing. The safety of the kids on campus is more important than that meeting.
Well, let's turn our attention to legislation then, because, again, it started out as a laundry list of about 20 different items to be handled, and I guess not surprisingly, when it's all said and done, the bathroom bill is on the sidelines, it appears, and we're trying to figure out property taxes and funding for the schools now that we've gotten the sunset taken care of.
Well, you know, those are important things, issues, both of them, and I do think that we need to fund our schools, and I think that in the long run, it's going to have to be a issue that the state deals with. I suspect that our proportion of the funding for schools needs to be somewhere around that 50% level. Of course, I know folks always think we spend too much, and I guess that's something that we all are concerned about is how we spend our money. But that needs to be looked at closely and make sure that we fulfill our responsibilities as legislature fund schools.
Well, it's House Bill 21 and it's Senate Bill 16. The look is, I guess, to try to come up with some sort of a commission to study different things. I don't know that that's not kicking the can down the road.
That's exactly what it's doing, in my opinion. And we've studied these issues over and over and over. And there are those who say, well, we need to change the way property taxes is a bad tax. We need to do something else. But they never have offered a legitimate alternative to that. And I do not think that we're going to go to an income tax. I think that's something that the state is, of course, it's in the Constitution. It would require a constitutional amendment anyway. And I guess the voters would have to approve it. But I just don't see that being something that is in our future, at least in our near future.
Now, of course, the other question is, and the thing that y'all are willing to do in your plan is to take money out of the rainy day fund. Dan Patrick's called this a Ponzi scheme, and that ends up being a situation where y'all are at loggerheads, and I don't know that he doesn't, well, I know he does. He has stronger control over his body than the Speaker has over the people he takes care of.
Well, that's true. I don't know that it's any bigger a Ponzi scheme than deferrals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is what the Senate has proposed, these deferrals. We're going, the last payment in August, we're not going to make it until the 1st of September, and we just have deferred it. Both things have been done. There's no doubt about it. Both have been done. So to call one a Ponzi scheme but the other's not doesn't make any sense to me. I do believe that the rainy day fund is going to be at $11 billion. It has never been, as some would call it, what happens if we have a hurricane? Okay, that's the question that comes up regularly, or some natural disaster. That was never the intent. It was an economic stabilization fund. It has been used for years, a long time before I got here, to pay for things that needed to be paid for when the state didn't have the money or when we had a downturn in the economy. Most of the time, up until about probably 10 years ago, it was never over about $1 billion. You know, and it had been totally spent. All of it had been spent on occasion. So to claim it should not be used or never touched, not really offer a reason except that we need it for savings or we're concerned about these natural disasters. It's somewhat disingenuous to the actual cause or the actual reason the bill was passed that created it in the first place.
So John Rainey joining us from Austin. So what happened is the Senate this morning at 1 o'clock did pass House Bill 21 and House Bill 30, setting up a 15-person commission to study the future of finance. So we'll see where that goes. All right, let's turn our attention now to SB 1. This has to do with property taxes, and it's a percentage thing. That is, if your property taxes go up more than 6% in the House version, then you have the ability to call an election on that. The Senate's been at 4%, and you at least feel optimistic that the Senate will take that 6% or you won't have to go to conference committee, fingers crossed?
Well, I would sure hope they would. Nobody has ever gone, or not, I won't say nobody. It has been seldom that it has ever gone over 6% increase. And the big thing that we did was we make that an automatic election. And it's not all counties are included. It's the bigger ones that are included. but it's an automatic election at 6%. So, whereas previously it was 8%, and you had to have a petition for the rollback. So we did give some more protection and reduce the percentage by 2%, and I think that's a reasonable answer to the problem.
Well, but we would be remiss if we let people think that this is going to show some sort of a significant change in their tax bill. It's just not going to.
That's correct. You're absolutely correct. It's not going to show a. It is not a tax relief bill. It is a improvement in the way we do it, and so it's. I guess you'd say it's more transparent. It makes it easier for us to call or for a rollback election to be called.
So where we stand, so folks know, with one day left, the Senate approves House Bill 21. They did that early this morning. That puts $350 million into schools and another $210 into the retired teachers fund. But the House really wants to be closer to $8 million on this. So you're still a little bit apart from $760 to $800 million. But it sounds like you might be together, close anyway.
We may, the conference may come back and have something that's acceptable both sides. I sure hope they do. Retired teachers are under a tremendous pressure, as frankly all of us are, on health care costs. And it's not really health care costs, it's health care insurance. And I have often thought that we're working on the wrong issue. It's not as much an insurance problem as it is a actual cost of the medical care that is rising. So, and that's driven those health care costs up, other insurance costs up. So I would think we really need to look at what we can do to try to reduce the cost of medical care.
Yeah, I think we're all in favor of that one. I don't think anybody would fight you on that. And the thing is, unfortunately, the teachers thought that they had enough money in there, but as those prices continue to go up. Well, we're going to hope that there's no second special session. If that's the case, then you and I will be able to visit when it's all said and done. And we want to remind people, since we have the chamber folks here, that all of us will be sitting down on August 30th to talk about that at a chamber function as well. But anyway, I appreciate the update on this, and we'll talk to you there late this week or early next week, okay?
Thank you, Scott.
All right, thank you, John. All right, bye-bye. It's John Rainey from Austin is to the closing hours, the special session that's going on over there. All right, let's turn our attention to the aforementioned chamber, and Jordan's here this morning. How are you? Pull that microphone right there in front of you. There are you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. What you got for us this morning?
Well, like you just mentioned with Representative Rainey, we've got our economic outlook briefing coming up soon, which is sponsored by Caldwell Countries. Or companies, excuse me.
That's okay.
That's going to be Wednesday, August 30th from 11:30 to 1 at the College Station Hilton. We do still have tables and tickets available to that, and it's just going to be an overview of the 85th Texas Legislature session with Senator Charles Swertner, Representatives Casale, and John Rainey, like you said. After that, we've got our business after hours with Guaranty Bank and Trust. That's going to be on Thursday, August 31st at 5:30 at their South Texas Avenue location. It is free to attend that, so grab some business cards and friends and come enjoy some free food and beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Then the much-anticipated Lobster Fest and Golf Classic is coming up in September. Our title sponsor for that is the Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station, and that will be on September 17th. Sunday will be Lobster Fest, and then on Monday the 18th will be the Golf Classic out at Pebble Creek Country Club. Again, we have sponsorships available for that, and the good thing is that they're back-to-back again this year. Used to, it was 1 week and then the following week, and now we're just going to put it together and hope that works out for everyone.
Okay.
Coming up after that, we've got some ribbon cuttings. Actually, at the end of this week, we have the DaVita Dialysis on Rock Prairie. That's going to be August 17th at 4:30. And then a deluxe ribbon cutting on August 25th at Dirt Road Rustics, which is off of Highway 30 in College Station. And we just want to give a shout out to our Spotlight Member of the Week, which is CHI St. Joseph Health.
All right. Sounds good. If they want some more information,
always visit us at bcschamber.org or feel free to call us at our office.
Okay. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks so much.
Yep. It's Tuesday. That's when we visit with the folks at the chamber. Is brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774 2,200.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The wines will pour, the beers will flow, and the steaks will sizzle at this year's Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival in historic downtown Bryan. Nothing pairs better with Texas wine and Texas beer than succulent, mouth-watering steak. We'll fire up the grills on Saturday night, serving up steak dinners with all the fixings. Hungry for more? Check out the Steak and Egg Brunch on Sunday morning. Sip and savor every moment of Texas Reds, September 23rd and 24th. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. It's about 10 minutes till. Live alligator was not lurking by the side of a Massachusetts highway over the weekend. It was a plastic toy. Had to be a big toy.
Yeah.
Plenty of drivers reported it and tweeted the gator. Officers went to investigate, found a foot and a half long plastic toy discarded on the side of the road. Come on. Come on. Really?
And people thought it was real.
Well, they're in Massachusetts. They're Yankees. They don't know what a real gator looks like.
True.
And over here, we just say chewed him. A guy discharged from the British Army collected $9,000 in medical payments because of an injury to his lower back. While he was serving,
he wasn't wearing those underwear.
Yeah, that's right. Man. Didn't have his Vanderbilt underwear on while he was serving in Afghanistan. He was able to collect the money because he claimed that he could only walk about 20 to 50 yards at a time. Well, during the time he was collecting the payments, though, there were pictures of the man doing more than short walks. In fact, there's a photo of him, well, on a five-day trek up Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh, wow. That's not even, like, trying to pretend.
Nope.
Oh.
Other photos show him competing in a triathlon.
Oh, nice.
Where he won his category. Man's attorney claimed his client had pushed through enough pain.
Oh, my gosh.
To be able to do that.
So how's his back now?
Yeah, apparently he's going to be okay.
Even people with good backs can't do that.
Yeah,
stuff.
You're right. Tonight it's to season three alumni Carly and Evan tie the knot in paradise.
Oh.
It's Bachelor in Paradise at 7 o'clock tonight on ABC.
Oh.
Okay.
Something on Netflix called Brad Paisley's Comedy Rodeo.
Interesting.
All right.
Shows off his comedic side.
Oh, all right.
In his new special. The show will also include guest comedians that I've never heard of. David Hasselhoff is going to be on there. And Reba McEntire. They'll both make special appearances. Show filmed earlier this year when Brad hosted two comedy shows at a comedy club during the Wild West Comedy Festival.
I feel like I've seen him do like some funny stuff in award shows or something like that. And if I remember correctly, he's a relatively humorous guy.
Okay.
So.
Well, his songs are funny, which doesn't make them songs, but they're all kind of, you know, silly.
Yeah. Well, all right. So there, that's on tonight if you want to do that. A lady in Ohio got her wish for her personalized license plates with the Donald Trump typo on it.
Oh,
Brittany Scott, 29.
Kofifi?
Yep. Absolutely. She tweeted that she applied for the personalized plate during the the whole thing on the made-up word deal, and the Ohio Bureau of Vehicles approved it. Brittany says that so far nobody has complained about her plate. The state reviews hundreds of vanity plate applications every year, and they reject them for any number of reasons. In this particular case, they didn't.
Well, I feel like if you're a Trump supporter, you think she probably is too. If you're not, you probably think she's making fun of him.
Sure.
So, yeah, no one's really complaining about that one.
Winners on all sides.
Yeah.
And once again, this is a presidency like none other. I guess it was last week we talked about the Trump chicken. Did we talk about the Trump chicken last weekend?
Chicken Don or
Chicken Donald or whatever. Okay, well, now we have apparently, there's a giant inflatable rat. that looks like the president being used at Trump protests. Hashtag Trump rat.
Trump rat.
Was used outside Trump Tower on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue to welcome the president yesterday as a return for a couple of meetings for New York to protest the president's mild response to the violence that broke out over the weekend. So Trump rat is out there now. And then there's this, a couple in Orlando, Florida.
Like, what do those people do for a job and, like, a living? Like, who has time to go make this rat and then go protest him coming home?
May be their job.
Yep.
It may be their job.
Be being paid to do that.
When you have people who have enough money that they can just kind of spread it out.
Yeah.
Here, go make trouble. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Go make trouble money.
Just go be annoying.
All right, so here's here's a couple from Orlando, Florida loaded a gas grill into their SUV. Unfortunately, they did not disconnect the propane tank, and the grill was switched on when the wife lit a cigarette.
Oh.
What's left of the Kia Sorento,
which I would guess would be not much,
after it exploded.
Did they die?
No, they were injured, non-life-threatening, clearly the car is pretty much a total loss.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they have insurance with Farmers.
Yes, because then they can get a commercial made out of it.
Is your truck authority? Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, frame flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
About 3 minutes till you know it is a bad year when authorities are using Narcan like it's water. Drug dealers, you listening to this?
Uh-huh.
Drug dealers in Camden, New Jersey had a free giveaway day over the weekend.
What?
They gave away drugs in Camden, New Jersey.
And I guarantee they weren't good drugs.
Unfortunately, leading to 16 overdoses.
Yeah, because they probably laced it with all sorts of stuff.
Yep. Not that any heroin is good, but this was a
free
bad
heroin
batch.
Is real bad.
Yeah. Hit the streets. EMTs say thankfully none of the victims died last year.
Oh, my gosh.
950 doses of Narcan were used compared to 1,050 so far this year. And we're a little more than halfway through the year.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Listen, this is U.S. America we're talking about. They did free drugs last weekend in Camden, New Jersey. Oh, just saying. All right. In Australia, a man was recorded using a coded language to organize some gangs. After cracking the code, the man was heard telling co-conspirators to bring shanks and bats as weapons. Police cracked the code because it turned out to be pig Latin. One call, the man used pig Latin to tell his friends to bring anxieties and atbays. Now, I'm talking to somebody here this morning up here in one of the morning shows. Uh-huh. They did not know pig Latin.
Really?
Did not know pig Latin.
I think even if you don't know pig Latin, it's pretty easy to pick up
right, on. Yeah. And you recognize it.
Just makes me wonder, though, that that's kind of an interesting deal, that there are some people of a certain age that don't happen to know that. Okay. All right. Earlier this morning, we were telling you that sanitizer you're using is horrible for you, and you know you're going. We're all going to die. Okay. Study at Rutgers University now has found that washing your hands in cold water kills germs just as well as washing your hands in warm water. And also, it doesn't make the oils go away from your skin.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't dry out your hands quite as much.
So you've got that. Okay. Man who had his head wrapped in duct tape to conceal his identity walked into a Kentucky liquor store.
Ow. That's what I was thinking.
I mean,
what happened to the ski mask?
What happened to the beanie?
Even if you get away with the robbery, it's not going to go well at the end.
No. You're home taking that off in really slow bits and pieces.
Especially if you get caught, because you know the police are going to have fun with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hey, Jimmy, want to come in here and take a rip off this guy's head?
Yeah, here, just do this, because, you know, he's only able to do an inch at a time himself, but we can just rip it all off at once.
Yep.
Okay. Procter & Gamble unveiled this stuff called Crisco on this date in 1911.
How'd that work out for
us? Well, it was good. And, you know, again, that was new and different because people basically saved grease, use that. And, you know, that was fine in flavoring. But if the oil became rancid, then that made it taste pretty nasty. But
I still think of the movie The Help, and she's trying to teach one of the women how to cook and clean. And she goes, this stuff, you can use it for anything. And it was a big old tub of Crisco. Yep.
1914, the Panama Canal opened, and Woodstock. It was called the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, opened in 1969. WTAW, College Station Bryan, 9 o'clock.